Welcome to episode 79, Your Career in Real Estate. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I have an exciting guest on. It's Aaron Wedby here from Movementum Realty. He's one of my Move mentors. He's been a real success story, but often I'm finding that the hard work pays out, and I just want to talk to him a little bit about what he's done, why he's in real estate, and who he is. So first off, I'm going to let Aaron introduce himself. How's it going today, Aaron?
It's good. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So tell the crowd a little bit about who you are, where you're from, town-wise, everything like that.
Yep. So I'm a junior at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. I've grown up in Hanover, lived here my whole life, graduated in 2018. I've always loved real estate. It's been something that I've been interested in since I was probably around 16. I love the idea that there's just so many avenues that you can get into, and you can really create some financial independence through anywhere in real estate.
That's excellent. And what did you study in college?
Majoring in finance.
Excellent. All right, guys. So obviously, Aaron, you know, coming in, you know, he's young, he's got a lot going on. And obviously, a lot of people say to themselves, geez, I can't get into real estate. I'm too young. He's going to college right now while he's doing it. Obviously, COVID made an opportunity for him to be local and to study a little more during this downtime. A lot of people are spending time doing the wrong things. Getting into the right thing can really make a difference. So what made you choose Movementum Realty when you started?
One thing that I was really focused on was how much training I was going to get at wherever I ended up. And I came across here, and ever since I talked to you, you know, you were really focused on doing the right thing and doing it well. So that was the main thing that brought me here, knowing that this is going to set me up for future success.
That's great. Yeah, I think ultimately a lot of people, they look at bigger brands and they think they might get more training, but they don't realize when they have one-on-one touch with the boss or with the manager or with whoever that's willing to put in trainings like we do, where we're training on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every single week on the regular, doing all sorts of different things, everything from this podcast here over to everything. So I'm glad to have you on board. It's been a real pleasure. So how has it been since you've onboarded?
It's been well. Started out a little slow, but then things kind of started to pick up. I got my first showing about 3 weeks in. Had a couple that kind of fell through before that, but kind of picked up off and running right away.
Excellent. And so how many showings do you think you've done so far? How long have you been in real estate?
I've been on about 14 showings with different people, some with multiple different properties there. It's been about 4 months now.
Excellent. So it sounds like you're off to a really good start so far.
Yep. I'm happy with it.
And again, how long was it till you got your first showing?
It was 3 weeks in.
Okay, and then how long was it out till you put together your first offer?
The first offer came about a month and a half in, but the first couple got rejected until the first one, about 2 months in, got accepted.
Awesome. And so with one accepted, you have a scheduled closing. How long would that be until the closing?
Right now it's scheduled for September 7th, but it could be pushed to the 23rd, depending on this issue we have with it.
Sure. So one of the things I like to do, and the reason I push the podcast this way, so I like to give the honest details. Getting into real estate is an investment of time. It is an investment of knowledge and studying and all that. But once you put together the rhythm and things start coming together, the, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months out, whenever it is that it starts coming together, that's when it really starts compounding. And, you know, just last week I wrote a check to one of my agents for $30,400. So obviously the paychecks, you know, this is within a few years of working here, they get larger and larger. So the big investment is starting and getting into it and taking that time. And how has that been for you so far with taking the time and getting all that?
It's been good. I think it's important to not get too far ahead of yourself, kind of not take it slow, but just do it right.
Yep, good solid growth. One of the things we do here at Movementum is we do a lot of training, and a lot of times I've done trainings with other companies in the past where they teach you all their systems and how to work their ways and everything. And we really try to focus our trainings on learning how to implement things in actual life and talking more about the logistics behind the human behaviors and how people react and what ultimately you're making happen. And I think getting a lot of that practical level training is what accelerates people, because once they get their grip, which it takes time no matter what, because let's be honest, a person walks in the door today with cash in a briefcase and says, I want that property. The absolute soonest I think I could ever deliver a house would be about 13 to 15 days with a title search, maybe. But typically, it's somewhere between 30 to 60 days from the moment you get an offer to the final thing. And typically you don't get an offer day one, so you're talking somewhere in the 60 to 120 days without a paycheck. Now, that's why sometimes people will have second jobs. I'm not against them, but I'm always about putting the real estate job as numero uno, because you need to cut yourself free of the cord of the other job eventually, because you do have to invest your time in to get the money back. It can work out. Right now, there's lots of different opportunities, online courses, in-person courses. There's all sorts of ways to get in. How did you end up taking the course?
I did the course online through freedomtrailrealty.com, so I did it around my school schedule so I could do it whenever I felt like it.
And how did you like that course overall?
I thought it was great. I think the best thing for me was how flexible it was, because it was tough doing it with my school schedule and everything. So after school, I'll just do a couple hours of online classes and get it out on my own time.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people out there with the self-limiting belief of you have to go to a course and you have to be there at a certain time. So those of you listening today that you're finding out for the first time you can take the course online, not only can you take it online, there's a magnitude of different options. We've used keepmecertified.com. We've used lots of different sites. And then the one that I always like to pair with it is nightbeforetheexam.com, which is a study guide in order to study for taking the test. They guarantee they'll actually give you your money back if you don't pass the course when they tell you you'll pass the course. So not the course, but the actual test. It's really interesting. So ultimately, a lot of people sitting there going, geez, when should I join? How should I join? Right now, you're sitting there in a job. Aaron, you can tell people, I mean, obviously being an essential employee, has anything really slowed down?
No, just picked up.
So for a lot of people, we're sitting there unemployed or partially employed or misemployed because they don't feel comfortable with their job. There's never been a better time than now to take the course online. You can grab it on your cell phone even. Take it even if you take 10, 20 minutes a day and just start investing. You only have to get through a 40-hour course. Do make sure you study. Do make sure you get your stuff together, because you are going to want to be knowledgeable about what you're doing. But you can certainly make that leap, that next step, that uprise to say, I am no longer going to be in this non-essential job. I'm no longer going to be doing something I don't essentially like. And I am going to learn to sell things like real estate, because that is my path. Be willing to follow it. It is the time to do it for sure. We have that opportunity. Right now, the test is back to being booked. There are people booking tests. It's a little bit delayed compared to usual just because of everything going on with COVID, but hopefully the government will finally get their act together and do their jobs again and stop blaming COVID and start learning to implement technology so that people don't have to wait for these tests. But you go to the testing center. Once you take that test, you're immediately a real estate agent. So I'm going to give Aaron the mic one more time, and then I'm going to end this up. But I just want to ask him, if you were to talk to somebody and you were to say, hey, these are the reasons you should join the company, why would you tell them to join, and what do you think overall of our CRM system and what we have?
Yeah, it's definitely a great company. I think the biggest thing is just the one-on-one that we have with you here. Great resource there. And then building the company, it's kind of nice to see it just coming all around me here. I've been adding agents since I've been here. With the CRM, it's great to have everything organized. You know, you put leads in there, you follow, like, it gives you what you got to do. There's really no way to mess up. So it's nice to know that you're on the right path somewhere.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for everything you said today. I really appreciate you. I'm glad to see you at the company. I look forward to the first closing and many after that. So guys, I told you about all the different things, how to get licensed, everything. Last but not least, you can be licensed currently and working for somebody else, or you can be unlicensed. It doesn't matter to us. The only thing you have to come to Movementum Realty with is an open mind and a good behavior. We're not into any of the problems of the world nowadays. We treat everyone equally. We are a group that likes every single person on earth, and we like all the happiness and good that comes out of the world. So we're going to keep it that way with our people. But again, licensed or not, doesn't matter. We can train you the entire way. You just have to be trainable. You have to be willing to take on the way the world works post-COVID, which was not even just post-COVID, but was already headed that way, which is digitally and growing all the time. We only want people to want to join, and we're happy to have you here. Feel free to DM me, PM me, call me, whatever works best. You can reach out through the website. There's an agents button and it says now hiring below. You can reach out to any one of my agents to find out more information. Feel free to reach out in any way possible. And I know that even people like Aaron would be willing to talk with you on the phone and just tell you their own personal experiences and let you know how it is. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.